And the Oscar for Best Performance by an Actor in a Supporting Role goes to Jack Palance, City Slickers.
Billy Crystal. God, I crap bigger than him. Yeah. You know, there are times when you reach a certain age plateau where the producers say, they talk about you and they say, well, what do you think? Can we risk it? Can we do it? Can we use him? The other guy says, I don't know, let's look at some younger ones. We can make them look older, but this one, you know, it's kind of difficult. They forget to ask that you go out there and you do all these things. Like, for instance, you know, you go out there and you do these.
You can't see this because it's an audio clip. What you missed out on is Jack Palance, 72 years old, Jordan. He was doing...
72.
Yeah, attempting to do push-ups. Would you call it a full-range push-up, Tony?
For a 72-year-old, I'll let it slip. I'll let it pass. But it was the worst form. But then again, I don't think I could do that good one-handed push-up either.
You also threw shade at Billy Crystal too, right?
No, he was quoting the City Slickers. That's a line from the City Slicker movie.
The one he won an Oscar with. Now, was that like a Lifetime Achievement Award? Or was this a deserved Oscar?
Oh, wow. Did you see that, the other nominees?
No. What are they?
You had Tommy Lee Jones, Ben Kingsley.
For what? You did name the roles too.
I don't know the role. I think... I don't know the roles.
Okay.
I could look it up for you, but they were also nominated.
City Slickers is a good movie, bro.
Yeah, but it's a popcorn movie.
I can't remember the Tommy Lee Jones in 1992. It wasn't Fugitive because he won for that.
So what was, I don't know. I shouldn't do my research, to be honest.
Anyway.
But okay. I'm just saying, there's a lot more credible actors on the screen than Jack Palance. He is legit a popcorn actor, hodcorn. Like Demi Moore. That's why Demi Moore didn't win.
Demi Moore did not win. So we'll talk about this year's Oscars soon. This is a 2024 Fans on Film Award. It's been a while since we've recorded. I've been in a different country. Tony's been raising a baby and Jordan started a new job. So at the moment, really hard to schedule. But I'm back in Australia briefly. Then I'm off again. But I'll try to record in Canada if these guys have any effort to them. How do we...
Ow,
how
bro.
Do we, well, I'm just going to tell the truth. Like, I'm willing to sacrifice. You know how much I sacrificed? Okay, so... Let's talk about the 2024 Oscars before we get into our awards.
I was going to ask one more comment on Jack Palance.
Yeah.
Did he take Viagra? Because that's the kind of energy he had on the stage. Full of energy, like, oh my God. And he has to show off, like, he's still virile. What's the word, virile?
Virile, yeah. So he had, like, all this testosterone running through his body, you think?
Yeah, he's like, I'm still a young man. I can still do this. I think he made a joke about, like, it's a lot better when you have a hooker under you.
Yeah, I know, right? The joke.
Yeah,
it was a very tasteless joke. Still better than the slap, but yeah. But that's the thing. Back in the 90s, it was a bit more lawless. It was like the Wild Wild West in a way. It wasn't so
PC. I think
they
had more fun back then.
Yeah, had more fun. People laughed. Well, it wasn't
more people
like
got hurt,
thrones.
Obviously.
But yeah, so let's talk about the 2024 Oscars. You guys have any strong opinions on anything?
Kieran Culkin shouldn't have won. Should have been Guy Pearce. Even though I haven't seen any of those performances.
Dog.
No, but I know Kieran Culkin, what he did. All he did was play the same character he did in Succession.
Really?
I saw all the trailers. Like, this is exactly what he does in Succession.
That's a strong opinion if somebody hasn't seen any of the performances that were nominated.
I can guarantee it. Like, the thing is, he plays... Does he play the younger person or the older the younger character out of the two?
In which movie?
In the A Real Pain.
I don't think it's important.
No, because he has that younger brother energy and he's like the lesser, he feels less love than like his older brother. That's like his dynamic. Like he feels like his older brother gets the love and blah, blah, blah. But that's like him in real life.
Yeah.
Because his older brother's obviously.
He's taken from a true place from Home Alone. His brother.
Yeah, like it's not much. I don't know. It's very one note. It feels like it's in his wheelhouse sort of
well,
thing.
Well, I've actually seen.
Wowed.
So out of all the movies that were nominated, I've seen Wicked, The Brutalist.
Seen that.
And
haven't seen that.
The Substance. Jordan, did you see any other nominated movies? Oh, and I've also watched The Wild Robot and Flow, the two animated movies, but everything else.
Actual, I'm
Dune
going
Part
through
two.
And I'm looking.
And you guys seen Nosferatu?
The list. Oh, did I get nominated for something?
Yes. Best. Oh, it didn't win.
It didn't win.
Production design and what else?
Costume design.
Oh, well, yeah, I get that. But I also get why it didn't win. I don't know. Yeah, I'm looking through and there's not a lot that I've seen. The substance is pretty much it. Hey, like I had, low-key, I hadn't heard of Anora before it got announced as this picture. So
it's so up your wheelhouse, so Jordan. That's like so you. It's crazy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I've
just seen the trailer. Jordy,
you watched the movie that got nominated the most.
I was going to say, I did see Emilia Perez, and that is something that, I haven't seen Wicked in full, but I've seen all the fucking clips come onto my feed all the time. And let's be real, Ariana Grande did body Galinda.
No, that's...
She did.
Talk about one note. That's exactly what she's like in everything.
No.
Yes.
Have you seen Victorious?
I have not seen that crap.
Exactly.
And I know exactly what she's like. She's bimbo-y energy.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, low-key. But,
yeah,
but
same thing I just think Wicked. She's got bimbo energy too.
Well, no, but, let's look at it. Let's look at it literally comparing the two. Emilia Perez was also a musical, which was so fucking flat and weird the whole time. Like, so honestly,
describe it.
Didn't make sense. Didn't make sense. It was the musical, subcategory of the film just didn't mesh with the story they were trying to tell at all and actually came across as, quite absurd. Wicked is a fantastic adaptation, fantastic musical. And Ariana Grande bodied the character and took on the character with such pride and such care. I don't know, man. I just think there was a no-brainer.
Well,
best actress,
everyone's
best actress
saying
supporting role,
but everyone's saying that they could make it right next year because Wicked 2 comes out.
Oh my god!
And Ariana,
You guys are just be quiet.
Okay.
And Cynthia Elf, what's her name?
Arrow. She was better than Ariana Grande. She was way better.
Yeah, but they're saying they're going to win next year as a make right. Like the Lord of the Rings, you know, they wait till the last
one. They're not going to win. No, they don't give awards like that. Incorrect. No.
You just upset my daughter, Shane.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
She's crying. She knows she just walked into the room.
No, did she? Cute.
Oh, she hears daddy's voice. Are you going to talk to those people?
Delete
nonsense. Did you like the substance? Did Demi Moore should have won? Yes, that's a yes.
So essentially, Tony had money on Demi Moore, just like I had money on Mad Max years ago. I think two things should have been better, should have won, Flo and The Wild Robot. And The Flo was definitely the more unique movie. No words and shit. No one actually spoke and it was all visual storytelling. So that's why it won. It was good, but I don't know. The Wild Robot had a better time watching. And it had lots of heart. It's like a mother.
I thought the Wild Robot gives me the Iron Giant vibes, though, Shane.
I was going to say that. I was going to say better than very, the, it's better than lending the, itself yeah. to that.
Yeah, it is, but it's better than the Iron Giant. Yeah,
is it actually?
Yeah, I reckon the Iron Giant's overrated, though. That's just me. I think that's kind of overrated. Because it was how shallow was that pool of adult animated movies that are great? Very shallow. That's why everyone.
Wait a minute. Am I missing something?
What's that?
Because I'm just reading through the Wikipedia page and I just stumbled across a bit. Memoir of a Snail became the second R-rated animated film to be nominated for a Best Animated Feature after Anomalisa 2015. But Memoir of a Snail does not sound like it's R-rated.
Yeah. Look at the poster too. It looked like a stop motion.
Oh, it's Australian.
Yeah, I think it's the same guys who did the other stop motion movie.
I'm gonna die on this hill. Guy Pearce should have won for best supporting. For Memoirs of a Snail should have won for best animated feature.
The Australian coming out. I watched Guy Pearce. He's really good. He is really good in that.
No, the Oscar clip he shows looks pissed off all the time. I was like, oh.
No. There's nuances to it because it's I know because towards the end you work out that he might be a closeted homosexual, maybe . It's just it's always insanely jealous or a lot of things that's going on with that character. And it makes sense the way it unfolds. But Adrian Brody, good win. I can't complain. Anyway, enough. I know it's award seasons and we're talking about the Oscars just because they just happened recently. But let's talk about our movie awards. So this year's a bit different than last year. Last year, we pretty much painstakingly went through every movie we covered, and then we voted for what was the best thing about it and what category, blah, blah. So this year is a bit different. Similar to the Oscars, we're going to just have a category, and then we're all going to nominate a film and decide after that what won the category. So yeah. We'll mix up the categories. But before we get into that, we should go for a memorial. What do they call it? Like the who's died last year?
Memorial, yes. In memoriam.
Like Gene Hackman died recently. Tony and I watched Runaway Jury to celebrate his life. That was interesting.
Not the best pick.
We could have picked Unforgiven.
Unforgiven would have been the best, I reckon.
Yeah, The Conversation or French Connection. Like, you know, some of his classics, Oscar-related too. But, yeah, no, we just did. But the Runaway Jury was a fun time. Definitely up Tony and I's wheelhouse. Had sort of the same energy as Two for the Money. Anyway, so anyone want to mention any actor that's died or any presence in the movie industry that's
man, this is like just missed? A downer, man.
Okay. Well,
oh, like, you know, you got to do shout-outs to those who deserve it. Maggie Smith, I miss you.
Professor McGonagall. Oh, shit. Professor Snape's coming
and
back.
Shelley Duvall. Hello?
Yeah, Shelley Duvall.
We lost some babes this last year, guys.
We did. One day, if I ever watch a movie with Professor McGonagall. Like she would have been a golden girl at one point
in
her life.
Shame will jacket in her honor.
I have to find something that she's like a bit younger in. I don't think McGonagall would do it.
Have you seen her when she was younger though? I think she used to be more of a stage performer when she was younger and she was beautiful.
Hell yeah. All right. I might have to beat my meat to that then. Sounds like a plan.
Okay. That is not.
All right. Anyway. So
that's disrespectful.
Like just like last year, we didn't do reindeer games. So we can't actually.
I feel
judge
like that's actually.
Games.
I think that's the universe trying to tell us something.
Yeah. It's like a running gag now. Like we just
maybe
yeah.
this year.
We'll always do reindeer games one day.
I was too naughty this year. I'd be on a nice list.
Okay.
Don't play those reindeer games with me, which is kind of like a quote from the movie, which means don't fuck around.
The exact quote.
So we're kind of fucking around with that movie. So maybe we do it in July like we talked about last year. But yeah, so I think that cleans up all our mess from last year. Let's get into the awards. So
let's just admit, though, the reason why we changed the format, because this is the year of the hawk. Hawk. It's going to probably sweep every award, just so you know, spoilers. I know everyone's going to have the best actor, Willis, best actress, Dolphin-esque Annie McDowell. I know what's going to happen. I can read the tea leaves right now.
It's going to sweep.
It's going to sweep. Right, it's going to win the big five.
So, Jordan, what do you remember most about 2024? What sticks out for you with the in relation to the podcast? Yeah, Tony's is Hudson Hawk. Mine is we missed reindeer games after trying to plan it multiple times.
Of course, Tony's is. Can I say that mine is Hudson Hawk as well because I was put through it and it was very distressing for me?
Yeah, it's those opposite sides of the spectrum.
No, I was going to say, I just feel like it was a banger of a year. Like I was going back through all of our movies that we picked over the year, obviously because, you know, we're doing this. Damn, we had some good ones. Like it was really hard to narrow it down, actually. And I feel like we had a decent variety as well. I mean, I know we always do a lot of horror, I guess. But still, I feel like nice bit of variety.
I feel
nice
like
mix of like movies that aren't so great and movies that are like critically acclaimed. You know what I mean? You can't do critically acclaimed movies all the time because it's going to be just us being like, that was amazing every time. So
you need like a Hudson Hawk or a Suicide Squad in there to like keep you on your toes.
To balance it out. Yeah, exactly. Suicide Squad?
I just feel
all my
why
picks.
Why did you mention that?
Why is all the bad picks my picks?
Yeah. I just feel like you could describe 2024 as like a lot of foreign movies as well. We have a lot of movies with subtitles in it. So if you go through the list, it's a fair.
We jumped over the one-inch hurdle.
Yes. No, we're over that. Yeah. That's
the
right.
The subtitles.
That's what Bong Joon-ho, what's his name? Parasite director. Anyway, so let's go to our first category, best score. All right, that's the first category. Now, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
All right, let's hear
it. All right. The best score.
Are we doing a drum roll? Sorry.
No, drum roll. The best score goes to the Da Vinci Codex. That was the best score from the movie Hudson Hawk.
That's got the name of it. That's pretty good. That's
obviously
more effort than I did.
All right. No, I didn't think of one. I couldn't think of any movie with like the best score. To be
so
honest,
you gave it to Hudson Hawk.
I gave it to Hudson Hawk because okay. You know had how Thieves right, score. Like, what's that's the score?
Fine. Okay, right, Jordan, do you have one?
Wait, so am I picking a specific song?
No, you just pick a movie that stuck out to you.
Yeah, good. Okay. Look, the music. I feel like
the musicality
of it. That's boring as fuck. Like, I feel like you guys are going to think it's boring. But my best score nomination is Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, my God.
That was this year, wasn't it? That was not last year.
Technically, yeah, it was this year.
Are you serious?
We recorded last year. I'm going to count it because I did.
Unfortunately, Edward Scissorhands is not eligible for this year's Oscars.
What the fuck, you guys?
It's legible. It's legible. Don't listen to Tony. You can have it. It's fine.
Oh, okay. We're going to Oscar to Oscar now, are we, Shane?
Yeah, exactly. We're going to Oscar picks.
I can pick a new one because otherwise it was going to be Suicide Squad, but I knew you guys were going to hate on me for that as well.
Oh, my God.
Because I know
Tony,
it's
give her,
cheesy.
Give her Edward Scissorhands. Take it. Yeah, and that was a nice.
I feel like you guys are going to take me out the back and shoot me or something.
I like it. No, you can have it. So I was looking for a list of movies we'd done, and same thing. It was a bit of a challenge to think, okay, what like music's really stuck out to me. And the one that I picked, it was Jumanji. It was scored by James Horner. Maybe just because that little drum beat when they see it. But yeah, so Jumanji. So we all got something different. Yeah, but that's
I want to see what Jordan's memory is because I listened to that episode today as a refresh. Jordan, why wouldn't you speed roll through Jumanji?
Why wouldn't I? No, because like, doesn't turn, it just turn, open so much shit up or something? Like, you know?
Yes,
no.
That's exactly what you said. You said everything will come at you at once.
Yes. Okay. Ah, ha, ha, ha. I'm so good. Look at me go. Yeah. Why are you testing my memory specifically? I feel like
I want to see if you remember what you said.
This is
it was
an
a good
assessment.
Point. It was a dumb question. You had a good answer.
Okay.
So the next category is going to be best villain.
Well, I didn't read that in our briefing.
That's all right. You can pick last. Just look for the movies and see what you think the best villain was or what.
Well, I've got an idea already, so it's fine.
Okay. So I'll go first. And this one is an Oscar winner. It's also going to be a Fans on Film winner too. Fletcher out of Whiplash. He was probably, he's the one that stuck in my memory the longest.
Yeah. Feels like a no-brainer in some ways.
Tony, do you have a best villain?
I can even go horny grandma
in Hudson Hawk.
Okay.
Hudson Hawk.
Which is...
in X.
No, that's X.
Yeah.
Or I can go the homicidal little boy, Little Dice.
Little Dice, yeah. City of God.
From City of God.
Oh, yes, good. That's
the best one.
Yeah. That's a...
I went for the basic pick.
Wait, are you picking? Are you picking one specifically? Are you saying it's time?
It's definitely Little Dice.
Little Dice.
When he killed that whole... he's so no remorse at all.
Yeah,
definitely sadistic.
Mm.
Okay.
Anyway, Jordan, do you have a villain yet?
I do, but I have a question for you guys.
Yes.
You are hiding enemies of the state, are you not?
Oh, I say Hans. Hans
Colonel
Lander.
Hans Lander.
You could have said Hans Gruber.
I mean... Hans Gruber.
But that's actually the first episode of 2025, technically, after the award show. But yeah, we've already recorded that. But yeah, we missed out on Hans Gruber. Yeah, Hans Lander. Yes, Jordan, why do you think he lives on? Because he's a Nazi, probably?
I mean, Nazi, that's a pretty good baseline there. But also, I don't know, sadistic delivery and manipulation is he... as cluey as we really think he is all through the movie. You know what I mean? He's always out to better himself only.
Yeah.
And
Glorious
Bastards,
good pick.
He's just like a rat. I don't know.
But he's also, you love to hate him. You love to hate him. That's what makes him a good villain.
Yeah.
Little Dice, not so much. I think it's a pretty good balance between the three of us. Almost all lovable. Tony's isn't as lovable. Because I don't think you laugh at any moments with Little Dice, do you? That's very hard to stomach.
No, you laughed at a moment. No, when he kills those kids. That's funny.
Yeah, hilarious. Hilarious. Anyway, so let's go to one of the main categories that they normally wait, but I'll do it now. So I think this is one of our weakest main categories.
Well, in the Oscars, Shane, I think the first category they use just to get everyone, like, the ball rolling, everyone excited,
yeah,
is Best Supporting Actor. That's what they
start with.
That's good. That's good.
Well, yeah, they start with that. It's like the first award given.
Oh, cool. Well, we started with score, but now this is just random, but we'll go Best Actor now, because I feel like this is one of the weaker categories. All the movies we picked, I don't think there was like such a strong performance. So yeah, honorable mention, I'm just going to say, is Christian Bale in
that's my honorable mention
American
too.
Psycho, but I don't know. It's just a hard one because his performance kind of falls apart at the end. It's like, it's very entertaining, but it's just not like throughout strong, like consistent, like in a award-winning way. But yeah, definitely the most entertaining, I think, one of. So, Jordan, who's your best actor? What movie won best actor? Yes.
I feel like we're doubling down, but that's, yeah. J.K. Simmons from Whiplash.
Damn. Nice.
Yeah, Fletcher's great.
And that's the thing. I was tired for Christoph Waltz, though, but because, yeah, best villain was a category, I was like, all right, we'll shuffle it around.
Shane, chuck in a bloody Fletcher quote.
Yeah.
Yes, please. Just to give us that.
A pot of gold down there. A pot of gold down there. Oh, the seat. The seat was your prof.
Jesus fucking Christ, where have you been?
We have an issue.
Okay, now is not the time.
I gave Neiman the folder, and Neiman lost it.
Neiman lost it?
Yes.
The folder is your fucking responsibility, Tanner. Why would you give it to Neiman? Right? You give a calculator to a fucking retard, he's going to try to turn on a TV with it. Now get your sticks and get your ass on stage.
Yeah, as I said, it's a hard category to fill. But the one that really, like, as I said, staring at the list, the one that really popped up, and I still think about it, maybe because it was the first time I watched it, but I really like Al Pacino in Dog Day Afternoon. Like, that was a really...
That's my pick.
Is it really?
Yes, 100%. Dog Day Afternoon.
Awesome.
It's such a great performance. Yes.
So is that technically the award goes to Al Pacino,
and
which is a great win for Tony.
And that role, he doesn't feel like Al Pacino in it. He just feels like a desperate dude needing the money to get his girlfriend boyfriend sex change operation to become a girl.
Yeah, that one stuck with me the most.
It's not his wife. It's his wife. It's because they got married, even though they annulled the marriage or something.
Okay, we'll go to our next category, which is worst movie. Tony, you want to kick us off?
Don't ask Tony that first.
No, the worst movie is definitely Suicide Squad. For me, it had no rewatch value. The first time I watched it, it was at the theatre. I was like, I'm never watching this movie again. But unfortunately, someone picked it for the podcast, so I had to
watch it. Oh, who would have done that?
And it was
that?
Even worse.
It's like a hate watch.
It
was a hate watch.
The only redeeming quality was Jared Leto.
What?
He's doing a big swing.
Well, that's
true. That's a bad take.
I appreciate art and artists. And
this is what happens when you have a bad movie. Like, bad takes just come from it.
If I try to do CPR on you and you die, are you still going to thank me, bro? Because nothing,
I'm a wake up as Jared Leto.
Nothing
Joker.
Can revive Jared Leto's Joker. That's at this stage.
What was your worst movie, Jordan?
Well, because Tony's been mean to me, I'm going to be mean to Tony.
You can't say it.
Yes, I can. Hudson Hawk.
Oh. All right. So what's your reasoning for Hudson Hawk?
Because I picked fucking Suicide Squad. That's so weird.
No. Well, no. I wrote it before you said that. It's just, it's goofy
as fuck.
Yeah,
you wrote in Best Picture.
It is goofy as fuck, and it doesn't have any real proper pacing to it. And all I remember from the movie is, like, stupid fucking shit that doesn't have anything to do. Like, I don't remember a story. I just remember dumb shit, like them singing to keep time when they rob the fucking
charming.
Museum,
that
and then the
charming.
Woman like throwing her dog out the window. What is that?
Hunt Bunny Ball Ball. Yeah,
the movie.
Oh yeah, and
was
the weird like sex
and
pictures,
it
like the weird sex picture slideshow that accidentally. Comes
that was
up,
fun.
Like,
but okay, there's a lot of shit thrown
at
the
damn
wall.
Damn photo men asshole.
So definitely out of the two movies, it's one of those two, for sure. but I'm going to have to give it Suicide Squad. I'm sorry. That is the worst
what
movie
the
we
fuck?
Covered. Because it's like, at the moment, I'm enjoying you trash all over it. And then you're talking about the stuff that happens in the movie. I'm like, yeah, that is quite funny, like in a bad way. Like, it's so bad, it's good.
Yeah.
All right. What the hell?
Name something bad about Suicide Squad. You can't even think of anything bad because it's not memorable. At least the bad things in Hudson Hawk is memorable.
True. Okay. Yeah, what the hell? True. That's such like a back.
I'm going to agree with you. All right. So now we've done.
Anywho.
That's a great logic.
We've done best villain. Now we can do best hero. I'll go first.
Well, my mind.
Wait. Pause.
What's up?
That was worst picture, wasn't it?
That was worst picture.
That was worst picture, yes.
Well, fuck. Well, no. Hang on. We need to give out. Can we do admirable.
Honorable mention.
Like, honorable mention. Well,
yeah, it's okay. She wants to shit all over.
You have the second worst.
She wants to shit all over
picture.
Society, I bet.
It's the second.
Yes, it's society. This is me, like, actually, swinging as I'm going down.
So we should have just picked.
I forgot
our own worst movie.
All about that.
What do you mean, bro?
The shunting.
Shunting was better.
It was way worse.
Than Suicide Squad.
Yes, Tony, join the dark side.
So hold
yes,
up.
Society is bad.
So what? Tony's goddamn Warren Betty. Tony's Warren Betty.
Is that a girl?
Who's a girl?
Who's you read the wrong shit?
Yeah.
That was so fucked, bro.
Was it Faye Dunaway?
I would actually leave Hollywood forever and never come back. I feel like she has. I don't even know who that chick is.
That's going to be 2025's Oscar, like our short video at the start, when they fucked that up. Because Warren Beatty's face is just like, whoops, I'm just avoiding this situation.
That's so fucked.
He dogged it. Anyway, so yeah, Society, you vote for that.
Society was... Sorry, the thing is 2/3 of society was absolute rubbish.
Yeah.
But the last third as well, so what sticks in your brain is halfway decent.
But if you add what the budget is, Suicide Squad is easily the loserest. And then it's Hudson Hawk.
Oh, so now you're bringing economy into this.
I'm just saying, we don't have much budget for society, all right? We can't really get blamed for little details that you guys don't like. We put the money where it's supposed to be. We kind of fooled actors.
So much about the delivery of society is just like wrapped in soggy glad wrap and pushed across the table to the audience. Like, I don't know, man.
Like, I love the shoe-fisted metaphors and everything else. Or ham-fisted. Shoe-fisted is something, a line from that movie probably. That's how bad it is. Anyway, so regardless.
No, okay. Ready? So this is how you decide which is the worst movie. You can either A, B, in a room with Hudson Hawk, talking about music and how long each title, like you quiz him.
Oh yeah, okay. This is
yeah, but you
like
quiz him
biased.
On like songs and you tell you what the runtime is, blah, blah blah. Or you can go B, hang out with Jared Leto's Joker in a room and talk to him for 24 hours. Or C, go for a shunt.
I'm not
with
going
the people
shunting
society.
At all, mate.
No. You're not dying. You're joining on the shunt. You're feeding on the fall.
It depends, man.
Like, no, but you're shunting some poor dude.
No.
So it's an orgy. It's an orgy.
Or for some poor woman.
What the hell, bro? I don't think that's the premise
those
of shunting.
Are your three
I think
options.
It's just like a big dog pile.
Yes, you form into one, I guess. I don't know how it
works.
Yeah, you
don't get to pick, Shane.
Well, those are your three options.
Yeah.
Obviously, the worst option of all three is Jared Leto's Joker.
Okay.
See, we talked about worst picture more than we talked about best score. You know what I'm talking about? So we have to...
Because we're haters. See,
this is why it's good to talk about bad things, I guess.
We're all on the dark side.
Next, so best... we're all haters.
The hate
society
flow through you.
Is a hater. This is what the movie society was trying to tell you, Tony. All right, so let's go best hero. All right? Best hero.
Oh, my mind went straight to Jack from Speed. I forgot his last name.
But yes.
I think he's my favourite hero.
He's got a really, strong name from memory.
What's his name? Jack Travis, is it?
Yeah, sounds right. But I'll find out. But Jordan, what about you? Who's your favorite hero?
Oh, I didn't really put that together either.
No, Shane, surprise.
I mean, Maxine. I mean, Maxine. She was the hero. A bit of a destructive hero, but a hero nonetheless. And she saved herself only, but that's fine. That's there was other stuff against her. So what can you do?
Because you picked a movie from X, right? So I'm picking Xander Cage from Triple X as best hero. Oh.
He's the best hero.
he's like James
little
Bond.
Nicky. Little Nicky's a better hero than that dude.
What do you mean, bro? The things I'm going to do for my country.
Little Nicky's a hero.
No, man, the things I'm going to do for my country, bro.
The butterflies.
Actually, how did neither of you say James Bond?
I live for this shit.
Like a classic.
Nah.
Well, James Bond is a classic.
Too easy of an answer.
To be honest, Shane picked the trashier Bond, which is Xander Cage.
Yeah, I picked the fun version.
Okay. But like,
compared to GoldenEye, bro, Xander Cage had a better time. Even though he got what's that girl called? Yelena, the girl. Who's the girl that like?
Yeah,
the
Geordie would love that character if she didn't watch the movie.
Did she watch the movie?
Which movie?
Triple X.
No, I didn't.
No, Xena on a top. That's what the only thing that James Bond has going for him in GoldenEye.
Word.
But Triple X, bro, he has like a threesome, doesn't he? Or he has that black chick dancing on his bedpost.
I don't think he has a threesome, but he definitely gets laid.
Yeah.
The things he does for his country.
That's right. All right, so now this is one of my favorite categories. So this is Better With Time. So it's a movie we watched and at the time we didn't really appreciate it. Now, you know, it's like a fine wine. Sat with you, and now you appreciate it more. So
I'm
all the movies,
everyone says Hudson Hawk. It grows on you.
We just trashed it, no.
Bro. You're trying to push Hudson Hawk like my mum used to push fucking Brussels sprouts on me.
Oi, it's a Chinese New Year. It's the year of the hawk.
No,
it's not.
What are you picking, Jordan?
I don't know. I'm a bit torn because like. There's two. I picked two, but they're better for different reasons. Can I do both? Is that okay?
Yeah.
And then I'll just see if it resonates with either of you guys. All right. So yeah,
that's the whole thought exercise.
Yeah. First one I picked was Saw because that budget, like upon reflection, the budget, what they did and the impact they had with that budget is insane. And the way that has become like a cult classic of horror films is also insane. You know, it's spurred like a whole subgenre of horror, realistically. Like, that is amazing. Definitely Better With Time. But my second pick for different reasons was Jumanji. Wasn't bad, was not bad when it released, but, you know, you can tell that the CGI is not great and things like that. Like, it's just it's a relic of its time, but also nostalgia has just lifted it into a favorite for everybody. Like, there's not, I don't know one person that doesn't like Jumanji. So,
Jumanji.
Like, I'd say.
That's a crazy
absolutely.
Pick, but you appreciate
it
more
not?
Now.
Audience pick, 100%. Would you not think? Everyone loves Jumanji.
Yeah, no, and, like, but like, the thing. I've already seen Jumanji. I know how good it is. I more picked a film to me that I kind of didn't really like because it was a harsh watch. So, the movie I picked was probably The House That Jack Built. So, like,
the
time when I first watched it. Yeah, like, I did not. I was like, oh, my God, this is just intense. But now, since it's been, like, you know, a few months, probably, like, almost a year. I know, when we watched it, probably, like, March last year. Anyway, it's been a while since I've seen it. And, like, now I recall on it. And atmospheric, great performance by Matt Dillon. The whole end sequence when he goes to hell. Like, yeah, I appreciate it a lot more. So it definitely grew on me since I've watched it.
Spoiler alert, man. He goes to hell in that movie?
Sort of. Yeah, he does. But, like, it's a cool way they film it, Tony. Yeah, that's a big spoiler, actually.
I bet Eric would like to hear that. Like,
but it's a hard watch, Tony. It's a very hard watch.
When
he's
killing
takes Eric.
Kids and women, I don't know about that.
Yeah, and he puts them up, Tony. He, like, taxidermies them in a weird way. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah,
it's intense.
That's not for me.
But, Yeah, it's that director,
course,
Von Trier's.
Of course you'd like that. And it grows on you and you keep kind of thinking about it.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, Tony, what about you? What movie for you has grew on you the most?
And
you
when I reflect
Hudson
on it.
Hawk. Yeah, when you reflect on it and it's like, oh,
no,
it was like
a Hudson Hawk. That movie always be good.
Do you know what you we'll pick a different one then.
I'll quote it. Here comes the pain.
Oh, Snake Eyes.
Or Yummy.
Nicholas Cage. So you like Snake Eyes.
Just the moments in it, like the tracking shot, Gary Sinise, once he realizes he's fucked, he's like a trapped rat, he tries to leave, then he ends up shooting himself. Just little moments like that I really, that stay with me. And Nicholas Cage, you can't. He has that Al Pacino movie star does wild swings and it pays off every time.
I'm glad you just didn't pick Hudson Hawk. All right, so now we'll go to Best Actress. So Best Actress, I think, is the hardest category to fill. I feel like there's a lot of movies you could have picked.
No, this is the easiest. Once I say her name, you'll be like, yes. We all got the same person, 100%.
I know who you're going to say, but I'm not, I haven't picked her. But you can say it.
Oh, man. Well, I'm going to go to an Australian actress, Toni Collette for Hereditary.
Nice.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Fuck, she's good in that movie.
Shit. That's, Shane, that's a good, I do play strongly that clip. Agree with that.
I'll put
she
it.
She just had that face on your face. The intensity she has is yes. insane.
And yeah, so well, memorable too. It is so memorable.
Okay, so fine. Then say what you want to say then.
Peter.
I don't want to say anything. I've tried saying
okay,
things.
So try again. Release yourself.
Oh, release you mean?
Yeah, fine. Release me. Just say it. Just fucking say it.
Don't you swear at me, you little shit. Don't you ever raise your voice at me. I am your mother. Do you understand? All I do is worry and slave and defend you. And all I get back is that fucking face on your face. So full of disdain and resentment and always so annoyed. Well, now your sister is dead. And I know you miss her. And I know it was an accident. And I know you're in pain. And I wish I could take that away from you. I wish I could shield you from the knowledge that you did what you did. But your sister is dead. She's gone forever.
She, not even a nomination. That's a disgrace.
John, do you agree?
That wasn't my first pick, but yeah, I do agree. Now, I think maybe I should. This is Best Actress, right?
Yes, Best Actress, correct.
Yeah, no, because it's too predictable. You guys are going to be like, of course.
But you're saying Pearl, yeah?
Mia Goth.
No. Oh, okay. I guess it's not too predictable then. So I'm just saying it's predictable in the broader
sense.
World events right now. She just didn't get her moment to shine on stage. It's Demi Moore.
Oh, The Substance. Yes, Demi Moore and The Substance.
She was so good. And comeback of a century. Loved it.
I don't know. I think that performance aged poorly because I saw some of the clips. I feel like when you're in the moment in the movie, it works because you're like in that world. But objectively speaking, if you see like one of her, like her performance, like it matches the movie. So she did a really good job. But objectively speaking, if you see one of her scenes.
Yeah, but I think that's out of context. It's all out of context. You're going to watch it in context.
I know that. But when I saw her Oscar clip, I was like, ugh. Like compared to like more naturalistic Anora, she did look like, you know, like a real world person.
But is that the problem? Like, is that part of it though? Like naturalistic acting is always.
Yeah, it probably hurt her chances. Hurt her chances. Yeah. But no, I'm glad. No, I do. Yeah. The performance was great. So I'm going to give mine to two actresses.
Okay.
For two different movies.
Ooh.
Honorable mention. Well, they're probably both honorable mentions, but I feel like maybe Toni Collette should win. But I'm going to butcher all the names because they're both Korean movies.
Oh, wow.
Young Suk, the girl from The Call. Her name's like Jung Jong Shua.
Really?
I think. And then the girl from Thirst.
Mate, oh. I reckon the girl from Audition was better than both
actually.
Those people.
Actually.
No, I disagree. I disagree.
Way better villain.
She was one note. She was one better villain, but not better acting.
Okay, maybe I was way more scared of the girl from Audition.
Yeah, but that's because her actions, scared. But. She didn't really act much. She just had like a sweet face and then a sweet face that had like evil intentions behind it.
I'm going to torture you.
Yeah. See, some people might like that. Anyway, so that's interesting though. But yeah, Toni Collette was really great. So it's a hard one. But yeah, I really think those two should get a mention. Okay, so our next category is going to be Worse with Time. So a movie that...
Like, actually, while we're on it, Shane, can we do the best foreign picture? So we only did like four of them, and it's good to call them out.
Okay, yeah, we can do foreign film.
Which is, yeah, so we have the nominees are City of God.
Yep.
The Call.
Yep.
The Chaser. Thirst.
That's all we've done.
Or, and Talk to Me. Is that, would you count as a foreign film?
No,
because that's Australian.
No. We're part of it.
I want it, I just want it for the fact that it's Australian.
Yeah, no.
Anywho.
So what's the best out of those four then? The Call, The Chaser, Thirst, or City of God.
Okay, so
the first, actually, that's the only movie I haven't seen out of the four, and that sounds most interesting, to be honest.
I'm going to be a bit biased because I've actually picked Best Picture for later on, so I'll step on that now, but I actually picked The Chaser for Best Picture, for the best movie we've done.
No, that's
awesome. Whoa.
Yeah, so I'm going to pick that for Best Foreign Film. I just have to give that movie props any chance I get. So, yeah, I think The Chaser is the best movie we've covered this year. But also, yeah, it has to get a Best Foreign Film then for me. I just fucking just want extra masterpiece.
Did you hear everyone just go quiet? Like, everyone's just trying to process what you just said.
Yeah.
Some average.
Well, come on, mate.
Sorry, some above average thriller.
When I hear what your best pictures are, I think I could compete with it. Honestly, I'll put that movie up against any of them. Anyway, so what about you guys? What's your favorite foreign film?
I think City of God was my top foreign film.
All right. It is a good movie, but actually.
I don't know. City of God, like, I know when it released, it was critically acclaimed and it's, like, still quite a well-renowned, like...
It's shock value.
World-renowned movie. But that's the thing. I was going to say, it sat with me. It's a very shocking movie and it's something that I thought about for a long time and I just thought it... Again, it captured realism in a way that was, I don't know, it made it more approachable. Like, it captured what goes on in that part of the world in a way that's approachable for a broader audience and it sits with you. And it's fucking, yeah, amazing.
So you're picking City of God too, then?
That's my pick too, yeah.
All right, that's fucking crazy. I feel kind of bad, lift my ass out there and you guys shit all over it, ironically. All right, so... The next one was going to be, which is actually hilarious, but worst with time. So a movie that you watch and you think it didn't live up, like it just kind of seeped out of your brain and it's not as good as you thought it was. And my pick was going to be City of God because I think it's overrated trash, bro.
No way, man. Watch it again, dude.
Well, I have to watch it again, bro. I remember maybe I wasn't in the right mood when I watched it, but yeah. Maybe you guys just shit all over the Chaser, so I had to fucking shit all over City of God. How about that?
Oh, man. I don't know about that. But my got worse in time was probably The Score starring.
Oh, yeah. That was always
De Niro,
bad, though.
Brando, bro. And Norton.
That was always bad.
No, just thinking back on Norton's performance, like, I don't know, it's just not appropriate anymore to do that sort of thing. You know,
yeah.
Play mentally handicapped.
Yeah.
Just leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
Nah, true. Jordan, what about you? What movie got worst after you've seen it, after you covered it, like your memories faded of it and you're like, yeah, that's not that good. You thought it was good at the time when we covered it, but now it's kind of faded in your mind and you're rating.
Yeah. That's a hard one. I don't know. Let me just see what I wrote down for it because it's hard to remember what you don't remember.
It's probably Society.
Oh, yeah, that sat with me for ages and then I had to push it back into the back of my mind to help me cope. Yeah.
You need to put it in the recycle bin.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be gone for 30 days.
Empty recycle bin.
Worst in time. Yeah.
It's like something you liked initially. That's what it's more about. And then it's kind of like,
yeah. Because I like Norton's performance in The Score. I was like, this is pretty good. And then I'm thinking back, like, what the fuck? It's just, I know the man that goes.
Yeah, but that's Marlon Brando's fault. He got it all together.
Oh, man. It actually makes you angry.
Actually, talking about it now, I actually like it more. Talking about those elements.
Oh, yes. God. No,
so, Jordy, in that movie, The Score, there's a character that pretends to be mentally challenged to get security clearances in a museum, essentially.
Whoa.
He plays, yes, and that's how you get, that's he's in.
Okay.
And then, yeah, and then when he meets the main character, he's in his, like, mentally challenged form. And then he's like, get away from me sort of thing. And he's like, no, that's me. Like, it's a character I play. It's just very, it's rough.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's Robert De Niro he's talking to, too. It's like, it's not like some random actor. Edward Norton's playing a charade on him for, like, no reason, really. He could just be like a. It's just doesn't make any sense.
No, he's showing his prowess. Like, this guy, I got this character down pat.
Yeah, and he's also like trying to act as well. Like, he's kind of showboating a bit, Edward Norton, in that movie.
He's trying to have his cake and eat it too. Like, I can, you know, do the Forrest Gump routine and be a badass in the same movie.
Yeah, it wasn't that good. Actually, no, I reckon that showdown at the end, how they shoved the guns on each other, was pretty good, though.
And this stupid switcheroo. Man. Yeah. Nah.
Anyway, so John, what movie got worse after you watched it and now you're thinking about it?
Okay, no, I've pondered and I feel bad about my choice because I know it's one close to Tony's heart. Tony, I'm not actually just trying to be a hater on you this whole episode.
Do not say Hudson Hawk.
I feel like
you say Hudson
Hawk. No, I'm not. Like, and I don't think it's a bad movie. Like, it just generally didn't really hit with me, and I never was like, oh yeah, I want to rewatch that. But it's The Great Mouse Detective.
Oh my god!
It's not a bad movie, but like in terms of
just threw his mic across
in
the
terms
room.
Of Disney films, though. It's not right up there.
It's
I understand.
The most unique and
okay,
and it's the scariest one for kids.
See?
That's why it sticks with.
See,
there'll be a child when you watch it.
I knew this would hurt you. I knew it would hurt you.
Vincent Price is rolling around in his grave right now.
Well, hey, I said I gave him points in Edward Scissorhands, so it's
what
not
a
even
great
personal
voice.
For
and
him.
He finally puts it into like a great character.
Remember, that was the voice of Edward Scissorhands' creator, Jordan. You just shit all over.
She knows.
You know,
I know. She's
I know, but.
Yeah. He gave that little robot a heart, bro.
Mate, what about the sexy mouses dancing around in the pub?
There's a lot of things I like about that.
There's no room for sexiness in Disney films, bro.
Well, actually, that's where they built their legacy.
This is the Disney's of the 80s.
They built their legacy on sexy cartoon characters, all right? Don't you remember
the
Ariel?
Sexy cartoon mouse is the business term of the 80s, baby.
Yeah, it's cocaine-fueled. Sexiness. Anyway, so next category. It is going to be. Oh, I don't know how to finish on that.
All right, let's just do this one. Best animated feature. We only have one this year. Great Mouse Detective, so that's one by default. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
We'll do best quotes. So which movie has the best quote? I'll go first. And obviously, you guys, well, we have like 30-something movies we could cover. And you guys probably don't remember many quotes, but one you will remember, as soon as I say it, you know exactly what movie it's off.
Here comes the pain.
Here comes the pain.
That was why.
That's
you already had that in your back pocket. You can't use that.
Yeah, I know.
This guy goes, beauty mark. Cigar in his mouth.
That's the most disturbing line.
That's the quote of the year, I think, beauty mark. Cause it's or Bunny Bauble is another good one.
Bunny Bauble.
You've said these lines before. What about your face? That face on your face.
That's what was coming to my mind because you said that before. Yeah.
Or well, Jordan, about, you said this a lot. You said, "I'm married. I'm married.
I'm married. I will not accept a life I do not deserve."
See, we activated Jordan. I'm a
star. Did you say that he was a disgusting
pig
monster?
Monster? Yeah, classic.
That's not a Reeves movie.
She's not respecting the balance.
Yes, Substance. Or Bond, James Bond.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Yeah, Speed. Now, you have to mention same movie that Tony's talking about, Devil's Advocate, but if I rate her out of 7 out of 10, I'll rate her 7 or 11. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Tony said,
"Shane, can you please tidy it up and put the actual quotes in?"
Yeah, I will. I'll put some good quotes.
Make it like a collage.
Yeah, I can do that.
So we don't sound like idiots.
Actually, that's a lot harder than you think. But yeah, maybe the winner can get it. Yeah, because I need to go for every freaking movie, mate.
Yeah, mate. What about Meet Joe Black's great quote?
when he speaks with a Jamaican accent.
Joe Black.
You know,
you got. Me bumbo class.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Brad Pitt.
Joe Black didn't say that, guys. Sorry.
All right. So that's a surprise we didn't say that one aged the worst.
Bunny! Bubble!
No. Never called him a disgusting pig monster. order.
No, I'm a star! Please, I'm a star!
I'm sorry, it's too late.
Keep your eye on Blanchard, Billy Boy. Because you're next.
Count again.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
Rushing or dragging?
Rushing.
So you do know the difference! If you deliberately sabotage my band, I will fuck you like a pig. Now, are you a rusher, or are you a dragger, or are you gonna be on my fucking time?!
We're gonna be on your time.
What does that say?
Yeah. Bad spirit. She just off fever. She don't mean nothing. Please help us.
Of course.
No be a sister, no devil, no dopey. Everything gonna be iry.
All right, so the
oh,
next,
that's actually
the next
a good
theme.
Point. That actually so bad, it's, yeah. But it's literally just that scene that feels so weird.
So bad. All right, so this is another favorite category of mine. The movie that surprised you. So the movie you thought, oh, this is going to be like hell to talk about and hell to watch, but actually, holy shit, good movie. I'll go first because I'll go first. So I'm going to go Talk to Me because I was thinking like this is just going to be gore porn, bullshit, scary. But this movie sat with me. It was very intense at times. But the lead actress, she gives a hell of a performance, and it's all nuanced, and it's all like it's a very layered. Like it could be a family dynamic of like and how you grieve, how you lose your mother. So it's like it's a lot of elements, and I probably wrote it off because of the two directors who did that, Raka, the guys, and I thought they were more like slapsticky and like low hanging fruit stuff, which they didn't really go that way. They went really deep. And like afterlife stuff, which is very interesting. They really, did a really well-made film. What are you guys? What movie did you guys like that surprised you?
Wait, did you even say what your movie just was? I thought you just
said Talk to Me.
Oh my bad! I thought you just described it. And you were like leading up to dropping like the.
Oh no! I did say Talk to Me.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Talk to Me. Sorry, Talk to Me. 2022.
Well, the opposite movie when I thought, oh, this would be a lot to talk about. Like it'd be good to talk about for Society.
Shut the fuck like, up. That wasn't the category. Pick the movie. Do the opposite to that. What movie that surprised you?
That was actually like a good movie to talk about.
Yes.
I think X, because I wasn't expecting much from that movie.
Okay. Interesting.
Because I never watched Pearl. I was like, fuck this. Some
Jordan
granny
finally
shit.
Got an award.
Okay. Well,
yeah, I was like,
still...
no, I was expecting anything from it. And there's actually like, it's good to talk about.
Okay.
The movie got better after we talked about it. That's another case of the nomination, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I
Jordan?
Feel like when you unpack
yeah,
it,
that's
helps
a part
to
of
do
it.
I'm glad you picked that, Tony. Thank you so much. That's so nice.
You didn't make the movie, Jordan. Just so you know. No.
I picked it, so I'm taking the point.
Thank you. I worked really hard on that pick.
Again, I've already mentioned it. The sleeping movie for me was City of God. I think because I didn't know what to expect at all, hadn't heard from it. Like it was obviously gonna be a sleeping movie for me, kind of thing. I mean,
yeah, okay.
Well, not even a sleeping movie because I just liked it from the get-go. It was just surprisingly good. On the outset, like reading kind of the description of the movie and stuff, it just seems like another edgy shoot 'em up, like trying to be serious film, but it's just like bloodshed without much story behind it. You know what I mean? Like,
it's so well made.
Yeah,
so
but
well
it's so well made. It's a beautiful story. Like the fact that it's based on real events, and I feel like it's done with respect to those real events. Is also really amazing. So, yeah, definitely a surprise for me, but really enjoyable movie. Yeah.
All right, we only have like two, maybe three categories left.
I got a category.
Okay.
All right. So this, you have to pick a movie. So let's say someone, you're dead, someone digs up your grave, open the casket, and you're holding a DVD or Blu-ray.
For Tony.
Or one of these movies.
What is this?
What movie?
It's a chance for Tony to say.
What movie would you be happy holding in your dead hands?
Well, like you could make it fun, maybe title related. Because imagine you had like the Devil's Advocate in your hand. Like that'd be pretty funny.
Actually, that's pretty good. Well, I was going to say Hudson Hawk.
What did you have, Tony?
I was going to say Hudson Hawk, but that's
oh my Devil's god! Advocate.
Dude, of course, because all this coming from a mile away. Probably coming from a mile away. Tony was always going to say Hudson Hawk. Jordan, what would you pick?
I was going to say Suicide Squad for the meme, but...
But, yeah, like there's some most, like, what's wrong with this bitch?
They'll fucking put the dirt straight back in the ground.
Yeah. The one who closed the casket, they just put the dirt on top of it. But like the grave robber, and you're like, hell no.
No way. Genuine answer would be,
talk to me.
I don't know. No, I think it would be Pearl because it means a lot to me and my sister. Yeah. Like,
yeah, that's the answer that should have been. Yes.
Yeah, correct. Okay. Well, great. Well, yeah, that's
Jumanji. Jumanji's not bad.
Jumanji's
not bad either because Jumanji was found in dirt. He's almost like a parallel.
Oh, Jumanji's good. Yeah, it's covered in dirt when you're like, what the hell?
Tony could have American Psycho or something. Just mean Psycho.
If I was American, yes, that'd be cool. Yeah.
But yeah, no, yeah. So that was a good question. Anyway, so
but obviously my answer would be the Great Mouse Detective because it's my favorite of the bunch.
Oh, okay, my fucking God. Yeah. Wait a minute.
Close to your heart.
Wait a fucking second. It's close
to my heart.
What?
No one has mentioned Little Nicky this whole time.
No, I try to put it in there.
I actually had Little Nicky written down as a joke.
I'm reneging my worst movie.
The best quote.
Little Nicky is worst movie, 100%.
Little Nicky's good.
I'm sorry, Tony, for what I said earlier. Little Nicky's dog shit.
It's a fun time. It's a fun time.
The fact that the whole movie is sold because fucking Ozzy Osbourne eats the bat. Shut up.
No, but it's a comedy.
It's one of those movies you had to be there for. That's the problem. I know. You weren't the right age bracket.
Wait, have you guys
seen? You're not an immature dude.
Have you guys seen? I've been talking about Ozzy Osbourne heaps with a lot of people lately for no reason. It's just kind of reminded me. Have you guys seen that video where it's taken from their TV show, and he's like, "Someone's been in my room and taken my beers out of my room," and then Sharon's like, "I don't think so, darling." Have you guys seen that? It's so fucking funny.
Obviously, I'll put the clone in. Yeah, they're playing it up for the fucking cameras, though.
No, man. Yeah,
there's no way he's out.
No, guys. You need to watch it.
I think she does. I think.
Hi, darling.
Someone has been in my room and taken my beers away from my room.
I don't think so, darling. Who would do that? Who could possibly do that? Who's the beer thief? You. You're the beer thief.
She does. I think Ozzy Osbourne's just fried.
No, because
mentally.
She's like, who would have done that, darling? Who would have stolen your beers? You. You're the beer thief. And he just goes, in the doorway. So good,
yeah,
guys.
I'll put the clip in.
Please
put the clip in.
His brain is half dead, right, because of the drugs he took in there.
Yeah, and the fact that he, ate the head off a bat, what the fuck? Anyway.
Yeah, okay.
How is he still alive? Okay, continue.
Oh, he's nuts.
He's a vampire now.
He's going to be buried with when he finally dies, obviously.
Little Nicky.
Little Nicky.
Not finally, guys. I don't want him to die, but you know what I mean.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So let's go best director. We have a few categories left. This is one of our better categories, more traditional. So best director. What movie would you give it to?
Director.
Well, my honorable mention is Audition because I think that's very well directed. It tricks.
Hell yeah.
Just the way it feels like a romance, romantic movie.
Yeah, pacing as well. Really good.
Pacing's great. And when the turn happens,
it looks.
Even the scare factor, too. Just where suspense. It puts you. He puts you exactly where he wants you. He's manipulating you so well.
But it's also a good looking movie, too. That looks good. It looks good. It's well shot.
But of course, I'll give it to the man that made it all possible. I forgot his name, but the guy who directed Hudson Hawk. He had to deal with.
You can't give best director. No, you can't. Already lost. You can't give your best director if you don't know his name. To do with the producers. To do with Bruce Willis. To do with
yes. Anyway, Jordan, you have to. Yeah,
Nolan Boyd. You have to at least know his name.
I can Jordan. Google it if you would like.
Yeah, well, yeah, Steven a little bit of effort would be nice.
No, it's not Steven.
Sazooza. Didn't he write it?
He did a pass on the script after Willis and his mate, musician.
Jordan, who would you give best director to? And you can't say Suicide Squad director David Ayer. The air cut.
Why not? No, I'm kidding.
Because he sucked. All right.
I'm 90% sure he's the only director that we had in twice this last year. Ty West.
Mm. Okay, Ty West.
He's pretty good too.
Best director? Okay, I like that. You're doing it because of the scope of movies.
And
you've done
also
too.
Because
They're connected.
I know they're the same universe. Pearl and X are the same universe, same timeline even.
Yeah.
But I feel like they are crafted differently to suit the character that the film centers around. And I understand that, like, obviously Maxine, we haven't watched it and it's technically not part of the options for nominations this year. But again, that movie is also different, even though they're all part of the same, what do you call it?
Universe.
Chronicle trilogy. So I don't know. It shows that he has a bit of diversity with his direction techniques, obviously, but still manages to make something that fits together. I don't know. Yeah. I think he actually is just genuinely a good actor, but also the best, a good director, sorry, but also the best director that we had this year.
Okay, well, I'm going to just – so unlike The Chaser, I think the first director of The Chaser was probably honorable mention, because that movie, that the way you feel in that movie is like hard to capture. But I'm going to give it to Damien Chazelle for Whiplash, just because you're literally just watching people drum, and it's one of the most enthralling movies you ever see. It's probably the best movie actually covered, technically speaking.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Like, it's probably better than all the movies, like better than The Chaser, but – I just want to mix up my picks. But yeah, definitely Whiplash. If you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. It's a masterpiece. Yeah. Out of all these ones, it's probably a masterpiece. But as I said, The Chase is a masterpiece of its genre. But it's just, you know, it's not for everyone. I feel like Whiplash is for everyone, or should be for everyone. So no regrets there. That's good. Everyone agrees.
The director of Hudson Hawk's name is Michael Lehman.
Just oh my knows. God.
We all just got dumber for knowing that.
No, actually, the best director for me, all jokes aside, is American Psycho. Mary yes. Heron, was it?
I don't know, man. I know it's definitely Mary something. Mary's yes, right.
She, the way she fucking...
Why don't you just do a quick Google, bro? So just talking at your ass.
I'll get her name right now.
Yeah, okay.
So the you author of the book is named...
Okay. Yeah, you know Brett the name of the book. Yeah,
no, her name is Mary Harron, so I was very close from memory.
Okay.
No, the way she adapted that book was excellent, 10 out of 10.
But I think we talked about this in the episode, but...
Yes, but she's a great
Christian
director.
Bale made the movie, not really her. Like
she's one that casted it, mate.
Yeah, I don't know about that, bro.
I don't know.
And I think she does a good job of capturing... like the irony and stuff that is put across in the book. Like the book is supposed to have like that satirical angle to it. And I think she does that exactly. reasonably well, but people just don't, unfortunately, it's done almost too sophisticatedly that people don't pick up on it. Like edgy 14-year-old edgelords.
Yeah, but I think it's overt as well. Like how silly they are. Like we're trying to do coke in here. Shit like that. Anyway, but okay. We've got two more categories left. We're left with Golden Girl and Best Picture. So let's just do Golden Girl first. So who's the hottest actress or the hottest person who turned you on the most for all the movies we picked?
Well,
the singing mouse.
Mouse Detective.
No, of course not. It'll be Azina on a top.
On a top. Okay.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. What's her name? Like, but I feel like it's not a great pick. Like, I feel like it's maybe she's too vulnerable for me to pick as a golden girl. Shoshana from Inglourious Basterds. Because think about the scene at the end of the movie where she's in the red dress, she's got the red lippy on, the hair's done up nice.
Nah, see, that's
French
not my
bun.
Style.
Wait, no. I changed my answer, actually. What's her name? Fucking the... The actress character, Frau, what's her name? Because she's
Diane Kruger.
She,
yeah, she's hotter. Yeah,
she is hotter. Like, but also, like, just the way she dresses and like in the bar scene,
both,
and the way she dresses at the
both
premiere.
Both our golden girls got the life choked from them.
Oh, damn. Oh, wait, what? Who is yours?
Xena on the top. She gets,
oh, she
like,
does
choked
get choked.
By the helicopter.
Yeah. Yes. I think she was more than choked by the helicopter, bro. Damn. ripped in half by the fucking
helicopter. She did a lot of choking. Shitload of choking.
Yeah. Sure. Right, so first round comes around, bitch. Can we do an honorable shout out to the girl from Audition as well? Because
yeah, she's
fine. A baddie, but like in a weird way, like in a ghostly way, you know.
Yeah, she's too scary.
So my girl, she has a lot of looks, or probably two looks throughout the movie.
This is Pearl, right? The old girl.
No. It's Carla Gugino.
Ooh,
Snake Eyes. She was so fucking fine. She had like, very true. As I said, big boobies. She's less, yeah, okay. I think I watched Spy Kids too young, so she's ingrained in my memory. But yeah, out of all the girls, she's my pick. So
great pick,
Carla. Yeah, and what did they say in that movie again? What was that quote?
You would love to motorboat those puppies or something.
No. Yeah, the guy from Malcolm in the Middle, how he wants to bang her. It's so funny. So, last category, best picture. Now, I've already said mine, The Chaser.
I said, everyone can guess mine from the Mount Love.
You're not picking it.
I'm just picking Hudson Hawk because it's best picture.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
All right.
I'm on drugs.
You're too predictable, brah.
Actually, you know what? I'll change it. I'm being buried to Hudson Hawk.
Yeah, it's best picture, bro. Jordan, what are you picking?
What's
your
picture?
Best picture of 2024?
Well, I hope it's not yours, but I feel like it is. Whiplash.
You're going to go Whiplash. Yeah, okay. I agree with that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I didn't know it was going to be a foreign film aspect of it. So I thought I had to mention Chase because I thought Whiplash would have been picked by one of you two. But Inglourious Basterds is up there. Audition, I really love.
Snatch as well. Like, I feel like we didn't talk about Snatch at all through this. But, yeah, like, Snatch is also right up there. No?
Nah, Snatch isn't universally great, but it's a good universe you're in.
Damn.
But, yeah, no.
Okay.
It's like, it's very mood-based, that movie. Like,
beg to differ.
All really good movies you can watch anytime. With Snatch, I feel like I have to be in a certain mood to watch it because it's like really witty and it's really quick and it is fun. It's very fun. Okay, so that was their film awards.
We actually have one more category, Shane.
Okay.
So this is the Give Me No Respect movie. We mentioned every movie in our catalogue we did this last year except one. We didn't mention anything about it. We didn't mention the title. Do you know what the movie was?
What?
No.
The Faculty.
Oh, shit. You didn't mention The Faculty at all.
At all. Zero mentions. I was like going through the list. Like, I talked about that. We talked about that.
Oh, we barely talked about Speed as well.
Yeah, but Jack Chapman was my hero.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
true.
That's like the worst movie we covered technically was The Faculty.
Is the least liked movie from us.
Yes.
But did we
like,
mention...
least memorable...
Yeah, so we haven't mentioned Society too. All right, so yeah, Faculty. It has to be the least remembered. I feel kind of bad. Like, I even mentioned The House that Jack Built, and I probably prefer Faculty to that. So, interesting.
Damn.
So we definitely talked, well, Hereditary, yeah, that was Best Actress. Yeah, Tony's right.
Yeah.
Doug Dirt Afternoon, yeah, damn. All right, interesting. So Faculty, that sucks. Let's talk about the weakest movie. We should talk about the weakest podcast host. So out of us three... Who do you think is the weakest?
I have another category. Sorry.
I want to answer.
Can
that
we
one
just
first.
Go worst theme, best theme?
Oh, yeah, actually, that is one. Actually, that's what I want to end on. That. What is the best theme, Jordan?
Well, I don't remember the half the themes, bro.
No, okay. Sorry, Tony.
I can reverse engineer it. I can say what the theme was, and then you tell me the three movies because I should tell you how good the theme was. You know what I mean? Like, if I say the Dice theme or the Dice trilogy,
yeah.
Do you guys know what three movies I'm talking about?
City of God, Jumanji, Snake
Yeah,
Eyes.
I do. I know that. Yeah.
What about A24 trilogy?
Yeah, bro.
Was that the basis of that? I picked those.
Well,
yes. There was.
What were the movies?
Pearl, Talk to Me, Hereditary. That's the.
Yeah.
What about mine, Tony?
South Korean?
No. Yeah, South Korean. But what if I say weapons?
Weapons.
What comes to mind when I say weapons? The weapon trilogy.
So Blade 2, Whiplash, and Saw.
Yes.
That is one of the worst themes.
Yeah. I feel like
that was
the Razzie.
Yeah, all right. Tony, what was Devil's Advocate? Beat Joe. I feel like there's a lot of random movies last year. We didn't really weren't really consistent with last year.
The Devil's Advocate, the fucking Little Nicky, and is it Meet Joe Black? Were then all the devils or something?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know when because I said Meet Joe Black. I picked that one, so I don't know where.
Oh no, 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 no. So the Faculty, Little Nicky. Sorry, the Faculty audition Little Nicky was actually 1998, 1999, 2000.
Oh my god!
Wow, it was Shane again.
Shane, you have the worst. Actually, it's just straight up all of your themes.
Well, then we also had Jordan's trilogy, which is straight after this one. It's Suicide Squad, Inglourious Bastard, Snatch. Which
yeah, but the theme was good. The theme was good.
But was it ensembles?
Ensembles and like with title card for the characters.
Yeah, that was actually better than. Not better than Weapons, though. I have to give Weapons.
But wasn't the directors and the writer is the director of the film too, right? Because David Ayer writes Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I think that was a lucky thing she got from it. Yeah,
we did touch on that lucky bullshit, I think. Which is she got lucky not what I planned. Yeah,
so maybe that one might win.
What about the actor didn't return for the sequel, Speed, XXX, American Psycho? That's good, right?
Yeah, I forgot, bro.
No, not good.
No one likes that crap, bro.
What about the villain falling to his death?
Yes. So what's that?
Die Hard, Golden Eye.
Yes.
And then Grand Mouse Detective.
Yeah. Okay. So I think the winner is
Dice.
Jordan's. So Suicide Squad and Glorious Bastards and Snatch. Only because it had so many overlaying. I forgot about the overlaying factor.
But the Suicide Squad was involved in that.
I know, but writer, director.
Because it should be like the three films. The three films, like, are good.
Yeah, if you're going to... Well, Inglourious Basterds might pick it up a little bit compared to, like, you know, Basil and Society and shit. But I think they touch. I think Society's right before Basil, bro.
So best is Geordie's, worst is not mine. It's your stupid 98, 99, 2000.
I like that one.
Yes. Count up.
that one's... What the hell?
All right, we have to go. All right, we'll talk about worst thing. All right, Hoover is the worst podcast host. I can't be me or the weakest.
Shane,
weakest.
You are the best podcaster I ever heard.
No. I'm just saying, I have never missed an episode. You two missed episodes.
I think I missed the most episodes last year. Right?
See, that's sad. Well, Shorty, of course. Shorty did one episode last year.
Shorty was
worst. Shorty did Pearl, I think.
Worst co-host.
Yeah. Shorty, yeah. Let's give it to Shorty.
He's like more of a guest star now, himself. Which is sad.
Yeah. Yeah, he might come back one day when he
has
time.
Bring Shorty back.
We're all
Do you guys remember the movie where all Shorty. Four of us were involved?
Yes, Scarface.
It was the only movie.
Yeah, but that was a bloody good episode.
That's probably our worst episode.
See, we were a dream.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so our next movie release is going to be Die Hard because that's in the bank and I haven't released yet because I've been too busy.
Why did you not release that with my the Suicide Fall Down trilogy?
Because I haven't been bothered to edit and I've been away and, you know, this is our first time back. But we should try to record every week if we can. But yeah, we'll keep in touch. I've got 26 days overseas and I'll be back. But I'll try to record over there. How did we finish the last one, Tony? The last podcast?
You actually went out on Joe Pesci, accepting his Goodfellas supporting actor, which is, it was an honor. And he just walks off. Right. Oh, no, it was my privilege.
Oh, yeah, so like a quick one. Actually, there is a quick one. It won't be an Oscar finish. It'll be who's a Outcast lead singer? He did something very similar when he accepted a Grammy. He's like, thanks, and walks off.
Thanks.
We could end on that. But yeah, maybe, yeah, we'll end on a
We can end on Adrian Brody's Oscar speech. I think he went for like 5 minutes and something. He holds the Guinness World Record for longest speech at the Oscars.
What, recently or the first one?
The one just happened. Did you guys watch it?
How long did it go for?
Like 5 minutes and 50 seconds or something.
So that's not even that long, really, but...
No, but the music started playing. He's like, yo, cut the music. I've done this before. And then they cut the music and you get going. And apparently the Hulu, the streamer, they only had the stream for a certain time.
Oh,
and
no.
And went over. So that the people that missed out on the best actress and best picture.
No way.
Moments. Yeah.
Because 4 minutes is not going to do that, though.
No, it pushed everything out, Shane.
Oh, okay. It's like ripple effect or something.
Wait, guys.
There's a reason why they put... They put the music on. Shut the fuck up. Say thank you and leave.
So at the moment when Tony's talking, I'm going to play the music over Tony's bullshit.
Yeah, like shut the fuck up.
We're going to fade out on that.
Wait. Well, I need to pee. Can I go pee?
No, it's over anyway, Jordan. It's on. Tony just ruined it.
Is that how you did it?
We'll sign it out
that way.
We'll sign
it out anyway, but yeah, it's over. Tane's
going
to do him, he's just rambling on and on.
Yeah, okay. And I'm going to just fade him out with the music. All right, so that was Fans on Film 2025. Jordan's got to pee. I've got to go. Tony, you got to look after your baby.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love you guys. Love you guys.
Bye. Bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, fans.
And the Grammy goes to... Come on, fellas, help me out. Let me see what we got here.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, come on, Steve.
The Love Below Outcast.
Thank you.